So, what's the plan, Avi? We just stand around here looking for everybody? Aren't you forgetting just how big this place is? It's humongous!
Morty, don't you mean humongous?
That too! So how about we go on the Shells and Wheels Flipper Flyer?
Marty Merchants! We can't go on that ride! Rabbi Marcus specifically said none of those crazy dangerous rides!
Hey, relax! Rabbi Marcus meant to stand up in upside down roller coasters! This one's only a stand up. And besides, he's not here with us anyway.
Morty, that's not the point. You have to listen to whatever your Rebbe says, whether he's there or not. He's your Rebbe, and you have to respect him and fear him too.
You were in yeshiva just the other day. Rebbe clears his throat, he has something to say, but you don't have to listen, cause it's plain to see. From his criticism, not talking to me. The problem with this youngster who doesn't want to hear should know that his Rebbe, he has got to fear, cause every word he says is from Hashem's Torah. Respect your Rebbe or Mora. Rebbe's walking in, but you stay in your seat. Now where's the Derech Eretz before you start each class? You know you should get up so very, very fast. Now what this little child starting to neglect is to show his Rebbe honor and respect, because his Rebbe's knowledge is a precious gem. Honoring him is like honoring Hashem.
Realized until now how important it is to listen to a Rebbe. Thanks.
My pleasure, Morty. Boy, it's getting colder. The wind is picking up.
Yeah, and it's getting darker too. Hey, my yarmulke! The wind just sent it flying! Hurry! Catch it! Catch it! Catch it!
I got it, Morty! Hang on! Hey, Morty, it's good it didn't get too far.
It sure is. Thanks, Avi. I appreciate it. Hey, it feels a little funny. There's something. Oh, my gracious, glorious God leaps. It looks like a golden coin.